This morning, Sister Joy sang a song, and her children sang a song about light and love and grace and life of God through Christ. And the pastor gave a message, and the text was John 3:16. We talked about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm going to sing a song tonight that's about one of the saddest verses, I think the most sad verse in the Bible. And I want you to examine yourself. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever, the same whosoever in John 3:16, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is a song about those with no hope. No hope whatsoever. And there was a time when this was my case. And I want you to examine yourself tonight. Be sure that you are in the faith. And if you are saved and you know it, I want you to think of that person that you know that is lost. And what can you do? What can we do?
I dreamed at the great judgment morning had dawned and the trumpet had blown. I dreamed that the nations were gathered together in judgment. From the throne came a bright shining angel, and he stood on the land and the sea, and he swore with his hand raised toward was no longer to be. And oh, what a weeping and wailing as the lost were told of their fate. They cried for the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayers were a rich man was there, but his money had melted and vanished away. A pauper he stood in the judgment, his debts were too heavy to pay. The great man was there, but his in death had been left far behind, and the angels that searched through his records, not a trace of his greatness could find. The mortal man stood up at the judgment, but his self-righteous rags would not do. For the men who had crucified Jesus, they looked just like mortal men too. And all these souls God so loved, and with them that soul that had put off salvation, saying, not tonight, I'll get saved someday in the by and by. No time now to think of redemption. At the last, they had found only time to die. And oh, lost were told of their fate. They cried for the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayers were too late. Oh, what a weeping and wailing as the lost were told of their place. Bowed in humble submission, they prayed, but their prayer.